Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Let's be back to Lord's house. I was thinking about that song, Jesse, the song about trading this old cross for a crown. You talk about a trade we're going to get to make one day. And I believe as much as Apostle Paul went through, you know, he said there's a crown of righteousness that waits on him. And I believe when he received that, I believe he thought about all the things maybe you went through, wasn't nothing. I mean, you talk about a home we get to go to one day because Christ paid the price. You pray for me tonight. I ain't got much wind, but you pray just a few minutes. 7th chapter of the book of Mark. Some of you went, amen. Praise the Lord. I said, not much wind. I hear you. 27th chapter of the book of Mark, 24th verse. Good to be saved, amen.
Amen.
Good to be in the Lord's house. There's a lot that can't make it on Wednesday because of circumstance that really can't be helped. We need to pray for them. A lot of that's for work or school or something like that. And it's hard, you know, when you go to this church. I don't know about you, but I need this middle of the week service to get through. I need it. And it helps out. The Word of God, the Bible says, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. They just something about gathering out in God's house and lifting up the name of Jesus. This does something for us. 24th verse, familiar story. I've just got a little thought on my mind. The Bible says, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house without no man know it, but he could not be hid. There's a message right there. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this same go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. When she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. Let's pray tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another blessing you give us to come out to your house. Father, we thank you for the good songs of Zion, the fellowship, your presence, your power. Thank you, Lord, for your grace tonight. Father, we need you as we try to stand, as always. Preach your word that you would hide us behind the cross. Give us the strength to preach tonight. And Lord, just help us to expound your word in a way that could be so easily understood. Father, for those that might have a need in their life tonight, God, I know you know what it is. We ask you tonight that you just help them meet that need. And we'll give you the praise, honor, and glory. For the name of Jesus, we pray. And amen. This is a very familiar story in a way. And really, a lot of times you don't hear much about it. But I thought about this story today. And how that there was a little woman, you might call her a Gentile. She wasn't a Jew, so she was a Gentile. Had a need in her life. And knew where to go to get that need met. She had a strife or two against her. First of all, she was a Gentile. And again, she was a woman. I mean, not that anything against women, but back in those days, they weren't recognized like they are in these days. And I thought about how that she had a lot of things against her. She was coming to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I thought about how that she had a need in her life. And she was aiming to get that need met. She was determined. And I guess tonight, be the Lord's will, just for a few minutes, I'd like to preach a message on why settle for a crumb. And I was thinking about people in general, how that we will just settle to get by. We'll just settle for the normal. We'll just settle. I thought about what takes beyond the crumb is commitment, determination, a willpower to go a little farther, get you a little bit more. We live in a nation, they say, that you can have that dream of how that you can have a family and how that you can have a job. You can be anything that you want to be. I mean, by the freedom we have in the United States, especially in the latter years, I know it's dwindling down now, but a young person can pretty much, if they set their mind to it, make just about anything they wanted to, have themselves as a career, just have about anything they want, by how much determination and how much emphasis that they would put on something. But I thought that I have it now that nobody wants to commit theirself. Nobody wants to go that extra mile and do a little more. They're just settling for that crumb. Yeah. And I thought about in God's big kingdom how that we have the greatest King, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We have the one that can heal the sick, can raise the dead, can cause the blind to see. I mean, we've got the one that's on our side. I mean, if you're a child of God and you're in the kingdom of God, you have no excuse to settle for a crumb. I mean, when it comes to the spiritual warfare that we're in every day, God gives us Himself through the Spirit that we can overcome, and what He makes us, we're as close as we want to be to God. And a lot of times we're not, we don't want to be any closer because it requires us sacrificing some things in life that we might grow a little more and be able to do a little more in God's kingdom. But I'm glad that God gave everybody the opportunity when He put in there that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm glad He included everybody, no matter what race, what creed, what gender, whatever they are. I'm glad that God will write their name in the Lamb's Book of Life, the greatest book that there ever was. I'm glad today that I can rejoice, not because I've got power over the devil, but I can rejoice tonight because my name is written in heaven up there. And friend, that's one reason I'll have to come out to God's house, is to rejoice tonight and to praise Him for what He's done for me. He died for me, He rose for me, He saved me, and He gave me something that gives me a determination to go a little farther, to work a little harder, to read a little more, pray a little more. There's something that God gives us that gives us a boost in life that we know that we don't have to settle for a crumb. We can be a part of that children's bread that God wants to give us today. This little woman was determined. And she was probably considered an outcast. I mean, she was called a dog. Jesus even said that. He said, it's not fit to take the children's bread and feed it to the dogs. And I mean, think about that. How would that make you feel? But you know, if we're going to go on a little farther, we've got to get our feelings aside. Amen. I mean, we've got to grow up if we're going to be determined to go a little farther. And realize it ain't about me, it's about Him. And I thought how the Bible said this little woman, Jesus said, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And we as Gentile people were considered outcast dogs. We were considered the lowest of low. She had that strife against her, but she was determined. She didn't get her feelings hurt. She had a need in her life.
She had something more important than her feelings. And the Bible said she came and she said, answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Still called him Lord. After he called her a dog, you might say. He said, she said, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. She had a daughter that needed help. And she was determined to get to where Jesus was. And she wanted to get Jesus' attention. And she knew that Jesus was the only one that could take care of the need of her daughter. And she wasn't worried about any. Boy, if we can get our spiritual life like that and realize there's people today that's lost all around us, that's blind around us, that's helpless around us, and quit worrying about what people think and go to the Master, the King, the Lord of Lords tonight and beg mercy from Him, and He will convict them, and trouble them, and bring them to the house of God. And I'm telling you, we can see a great harvest of souls if we can be determined as this woman was today. And the reason she was determined, because she had a great need, a greater need than herself. She loved her daughter, and her daughter was in trouble. And she realized Jesus was the only, if we can realize that Jesus is the only help for our lost people, brother, we'd be more determined to get to Him. Amen. I turn your Bibles over here. I was reading this today. Over here in the book of Luke, the 18th chapter. Book of Luke. This is a parable that Jesus given us an example for, about determination. It is amazing what we as God's people could accomplish in life if we had more determination. The Bible says this in the 18th chapter. Are you there? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And He spake a parable unto them, and He said to this end, that men are always to pray and not to faint. Don't give up. So there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. She was determined. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge His own elect, His own people? Will He take care of them? He said, which cried day and night unto Him. Ain't many of them doing that anymore. Because we're settling for a crumb. We say our little prayer, our little traditional prayers, and our little religious prayers. But we don't have to see a need to pray day and night. Amen. Though He bear along with them, and I tell you that He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth. You remember when this man was born and forward, these men was determined to get Him where Jesus was. They had their mind, they had a need. And the Bible said they took the roof off the house and lowered Him down where Jesus was. The house was so full of people that was listening to Jesus. They couldn't get through the door. They said, we're not giving up our, we love our friend. We want to see Him healed and made whole. What did Jesus do? He made Him whole first. Amen. Then He healed Him. I'm glad when He makes you whole, the rest will fall in place.
Right.
And you get saved. It's amazing how we'll settle for a crumb in life. I remember I was thinking about Shane and Kenzie, brand new couples. And I've been married recently. And you know, there ain't many people gets married anymore. And what I'm talking about, when they even go through their vows, first thing that happens, they'll run to the divorce court.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the truth. Yeah. Ain't many wants to try to hang in there anymore. Ain't many determined that, not that they got a job, they're going to have a career. They don't think much of what they work at. They ain't thankful for where they go every day. And they just do half a job, show up late, fool around, not thankful because they're not determined to move up or do any better. We're settling for crumbs in the house of God. We show up, but are we really coming to have church? Have we prayed? Have we sought God? Have we studied? Have we prayed for the preacher? I need your prayers every day. I mean, I do. I'm nothing. It takes God to move through me. I can't do nothing.
That's right.
But I mean, it takes the Lord to determined we ain't going to see much revival. I appreciate the Wednesday night crowd, I do. You're the ones that wants to do something, I believe that. I believe we can get more determined, more anxious to see people. I mean, I'm anxious to see somebody saved, but ain't no feeling. I mean, the only thing that compares with that feeling, when you got saved, when you get a taste of it, when you see that old sinner walk that aisle, stand up, claim Jesus, tears run down their face, knowing that they've been saved by the grace of God. I mean, there ain't nothing in this world that excites me anymore having been seen an old sinner, being saved by the grace of God, getting their name even put on the church book, on the book in heaven, and have eternal life. And friend, that don't make us anxious to see people saved. Need to get more determined. I see the need for our people out there that's lost and undone. I pray for them, seek God on their behalf, and say, God, have mercy, because time is running out and our people's dying lost today.
Amen.
And if we as the church, he asked that question at the end of that parable. He said, when I return, will I find faith? Here you find religion and denomination. He'll find traditions. He'll find the ones that's running the church. But will he find faith?
Amen.
I'm glad faith comes to hear.
Amen.
Hear by the word of God. I love you this evening. Don't just settle for a crumb.
Yeah.
He wants to give you the bread.
Amen.
When he died, he made that proof possible to show us how much he loved us.
Yeah.
When he died. He'll give you a whole loaf if you want it. Sometimes you got to go a little farther to get it. Kneel a little while, cry a little while. But that one you've been praying for, some of you've been praying for your children, spouses, and this and that. You've been doing that a long time. Just keep right on. Keep praying. And when you see him walk that aisle one day, friend, it won't be settling for a crumb. You'll see that loaf of bread that God will give you. Just keep praying. Don't give up. Don't be satisfied. Just keep on doing more for God. And watch God bless your heart tonight. I love you. Appreciate your attention tonight. I'm going to ask you to get a song. And I don't win. But God's been good to me. I appreciate him so much. If I couldn't ever speak again, couldn't ever walk again, I couldn't complain. He saved me a long time ago. He could have took me out a long time ago. I've got to see so many blessings, receive so many blessings. He's been good to me, and I appreciate it. Sure do. The best part of it is I know where I'm going.
Amen.
I get to go. So everybody wants to stand this evening. This altar is open. Don't settle for a crumb. If you've got a need in your life, bring it to God. God can take care of it. Don't give up. Don't give up hope today. Them old boys, when they seen the doors full at that house and people listening to Jesus, couldn't get in the door, they could have said, well, and I've been guilty. Knocked on the door, and in my heart, well, it made me think, I hope nobody's home. I dread what I'm going to have to say. And I'm telling you, them old boys didn't give up. They tore the roof off. And they let that boy down to where Jesus was. They loved him. They had a need. They know who could take care of him. And it's the same way for us today. If we've got a need, we know the one that can take care of him. The only one that can is Jesus today. As they say, this altar is open. Would you come?
Just as I
you've got something to pray about. Bring it to Christ. Don't settle.
Opportunity,
pass
by.
If she looked at the crowd and the circumstances, she'd probably say, "Lord, I'm just not going to be able to get to it." But you know what was greater than her circumstance was her need. And she said, "I've got to get to him. I've got something I can't do, and he can." When she made it where he was at, he met her need. And I found out if we'll just keep praying, keep seeking his face, he'll meet the need. Don't settle for a crumb. Don't quit till you get the bread. This little woman, she got her need met. Her daughter was healed. Maybe somebody's got a word on their heart, testimony.